Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
From London, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is The Standard. The following is a special Valentine's Day cut-down episode of our sister podcast, London Love Stories with Katie Strick, featuring an exclusive interview with none other than the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan. To hear the full episode, search for London Love Stories with Katie Strick wherever you get your podcasts, or click the link in our show notes.
Now, you didn't actually think we'd let Valentine's Day pass without marking the occasion, did you? If you're a loyal London Love Stories listener, you might remember a promise we made to you at the end of Series 1. I think it had something to do with a little Valentine's special, if we were feeling really generous. Well, you'll be pleased to know we've kept to one half of the bargain, at least. Because we do have a special February the 14th episode for you, I'm happy to announce. Though it's turned out not to be quite such a little one in the end. In fact, the special guest we have for you today might just be one of the biggest names in London. Yep, it's the Mayor of London himself, Sadiq Khan.
I've got to be romantic in private in case my daughters cringe and get embarrassed. And I tease people with them when I say, yeah, we had an arranged marriage, you know, when we were very young. And they go, wow, really? Yeah, did you know? And then I sort of carry on the story. They say, yeah, we arranged ourselves, though. So, yeah. You can get to the top by being nice to people, by loving people. You know, those that have read, you know, Little Prince, Machiavelli, you know, I'd rather be loved than feared.
From The Standard, this is London Love Stories with Katie Strick.
I therefore declare Sadiq Khan to be elected as the new Mayor of London.
It's been 8 years since our protagonist Sadiq, then an esteemed human rights lawyer and parliamentarian from Tooting, was voted in to succeed Boris Johnson as the third mayor of our capital city and the first ever Muslim elected mayor of a Western capital, a position he has since described as the best job in the world.
I grew up on a council estate just a few miles from here. Back then, I never dreamt that someone like me could be elected as Mayor of London.
It was just a month before the EU referendum at the time. And in his 2 terms since, he's introduced the Hopper bus fare, written a book about tackling the climate emergency, and entered into a now notorious public spat with then-President Donald Trump.
If somebody starts tweeting about me, a 6'3" child in the White House, can you let me know?
But today, well, we're not going to talk to him about politics, or Trump, or unlimited bus fares, unless they relate to bus-related love stories, of course. Because it's Valentine's Day, and it's not every day we have the Mayor of London in the hot seat of a Love Stories podcast. And on camera, in case you want to watch him squirm under the spotlight, at standard.co.uk. So buckle up and plug on in, because today we have a very special interview in which we're going to hear about the Mayor's own love story with London. And we have a few little scoops for you, from his and his wife's go-to date spots to the surprising dating advice he gives to single friends today.
Hi, I'm Sadiq Khan, and this is my love letter to London.
Now, this episode's winding of the clock takes us back to the year that is 1970. Paul McCartney has just announced he's leaving the Beatles. Tory leader Ted Heath has just succeeded Labour's Harold Wilson as Prime Minister. And Aman Ullah Ahmed Khan and his wife Sarah Nisa Khan, a British-Pakistani couple working as a bus driver and a seamstress, have just welcomed their 5th child into the world at St George's Hospital in Tooting. They might not know it yet, but this particular son, one of what would eventually become a grand total of seven, was to go on to have a particularly unique relationship with the city they decided to call home 2 years previously.
My mum and dad are incredibly worrying. My father's passed away and were amazing people. So my grandparents migrated from India to Pakistan after partition in 1947. Really brave, big sacrifice they made. So if you're Muslim, you tended to move to Pakistan. And if you're Hindu or Sikh, you stayed in India, generally speaking. So they're really courageous people. My parents, incredibly courageous and brave. They traveled 4,000 or 5,000 miles to come to London for a better life for themselves and their families. So they've traveled. I've got two generations of Carls traveled thousands of miles. I've got nowhere, right? So I was born in St. George's Hospital in Tooting. We lived on a council estate a mile up the road. My mum now lives a mile up the road this way. And all of us live within a mile, 2 miles radius of my mum. So we've not moved anywhere, right, compared to three generations of Carls. I've still got vivid memories of, I come from a big family. I've got six brothers, a sister, mum, dad. And we used to live on a council estate in Tooting, Wandsworth, Henry Prince's estate. And my dad, I don't talk about this much, was a bus driver. But anyway, my dad was a bus driver and he drove the 44 bus. And the route of the 44 bus was along the main road outside the estate. And I've got fond memories of two of my brothers and myself being on the top deck of the bus. So if you think about the front of the bus, double-decker bus, my dad would be below. In those days, there was no CCTV cameras, so the way a bus driver would see what's happening on the top was a periscope with a mirror. You'd look up at the bus driver, there'd be a mirror, and you'd see at the top. And we'd be at the top looking down at my dad while he was driving, and he'd be driving around London, and we'd pretend to be driving at the top. I've got memories of going to Trafalgar Square, us climbing the top of the lines. We're quite boisterous as boys, you can imagine.
How has if you picture London now, which you must do a lot in your job, what image comes to mind and how has that changed over the course of your lifetime? What do you think of when you think of London?
Yeah, well, I've always lived in London. There's only 1 year I didn't live in London when I was at law school and I lived in Surrey in a place called Godalming. And so, you know, when I think of London, I think of the people I know, my friends, my family, my work colleagues, because most of the people I love are in London, they're Londoners. And so for me, the connection with our great city is not just the places, you know, Trafalgar Square or the great parks or the great culture we have, but it's what you do when you're there. So my fondest memories are of going to certain gigs with different people, or it could be going to certain restaurants with different people, or being in parts of our city with different people. So when I think of London, I think of, you know, Londoners.
Now, talk to me about Tooting. So you were obviously born in Tooting, raised in Tooting, still live there today.
So Tooting is the best part of the greatest city in the world. And not many people know this, but very soon after I used to be the MP for Tooting before I was the mayor of this great city. But very soon after I was elected, we heard this news, it was 2005, that there was a scientist at NASA who had found a new crater on Mars. Never found before. And if you find a crater, you get the pleasure of naming the crater whatever you want. And this chap had an association with Tooting. So you tell me any other places in London that has a crater named after it, Tooting does.
I did not know that.
Yep. And so for me, Tooting is home. And so the story of Tooting actually is a microcosm of the story of London. Why do I say that? London is our capital city, but obviously we live on an island, and our island has had for, you know, millennia, people arriving to the island and changing the demographics of the island, Anglo-Saxons, Normans, and so forth. And so Tooting, if you go back, you know, 60 years post Second World War, even go back before, it's people arriving, and Tooting changing and evolving because of those new arrivals, whether it's, you know, the Irish community, lots of my friends growing up were, you know, Catholic, Irish descent, West Indian community, Tamil community, Pakistani origin, my parents were from Pakistan, Indian, East African, more recently, you know, Somalian, even more recently, Eastern European, and so forth and so forth. And so Tooting changes as new people arrive. That's what makes it so exciting. And so, you know, someone like me who was spent a lot of time as a boy going to Tooting Market and Bury Market, they're still there, but the sort of shops that were there before have evolved to newer shops. And that's the joy of Tooting. It's always changing. But at the same time, there are some things that are constant.
let's take a quick break. This very special Valentine's edition of London Love Stories with Katie Strick will be back in just a moment.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sadiq was just a teenager, studying at a local comprehensive school in Tooting when he met his now wife Sadia, a fellow Tooting resident who was also being raised in the Islamic faith, and coincidentally was also the child of a bus driver. Like him, she went on to train as a solicitor, but that part comes later.
So my wife and I met when I went to the boys' school, Ernest Bevin Secondary School, which, to those that we didn't feel this way, but others thought it was a really tough, hard school. And Sadia went to the mixed school, what we thought was the sort of namby-pamby school for, you know, the boys when they were namby-pamby compared to us. That's the view back then. We were teenagers. So we met when I was in sixth form, she was in sixth form. And the thing about her school was there was a head teacher there called Mr. Stapleton. And at lunchtime, Mr. Stapleton would patrol up and down Wellham Road to stop the Ernest Bevin boys, you know, going to try and, I use the gentle phrase, caught the Graveney girls. And so I managed somehow to, we sort of knew each other, I managed somehow to get around Mr. Stapleton. And so we started getting up when we were in the sixth form, fell in love quite young. Married when I was 24 and Sadia was 23. I was a trainee solicitor. Sadia was at law school. And I tease people, so when I meet, you know, I'm privileged, I get to meet people who, you know, haven't spent time with somebody from my background. And so I sort of tease them when I say, yeah, we had an arranged marriage, you know, when we were very young. And they're, wow, really? Yeah, did you, you know? And then I sort of carry on the story, they say, yeah, we arranged ourselves, though.
There's also a rumour that he wooed his wife in a Croydon McDonald's, but he refuses to confirm or deny that part.
You know, more franchises on the high street can be romantic with the right person.
Anyway, fast food dates or not, it seemed to work. Sadiq and Sadia have been married for 30 years with two adult daughters and have racked up a fair few mutual interests over that time. Walking Luna the dog in London's green spaces, enjoying the best of the capital's food scene, shout out to Tooting Market, and going to see their favourite artists perform live.
We've been to some great gigs. There's a great... So Sadia and I love Lionel Richie. I'm sort of, you know, sound corny, but one of his songs is our song. And we saw Lionel Richie play at Hyde Park. He was the warmth to Stevie Wonder. And when, you know, Endless Love came on, I obviously sang to my wife, right? And as indeed Three Times Lady. And then the next day, as I was singing to Sadia, the next day there were photographs in the paper saying, you know, Sadiq's courting his wife and stuff. And my daughters were so embarrassed and so mortified. So, you know, I've got to be romantic in private in case my daughters cringe and get embarrassed.
Can I ask which Lionel Richie song it is that's your song as a couple?
Endless Love.
Endless Love.
Yeah, amazing. I can do the Lionel Richie notes pretty well, and she can do the Diana Ross notes pretty well.
In fact, he recently tried to pull off a grand romantic gesture by surprising Sadia with a date to a special intimate performance by one of her favourite artists. Though as many interviewees in this podcast can probably attest to, the reality is these kinds of gestures don't always go quite to plan.
So my wife's a massive John Legend fan, and so I knew John was going to play at Ronnie Scott's for a small gig for his mates and stuff, and I got wind. And so I thought I'd surprise Sard and take her to Ronnie Scott's, not tell her it's going to be John Legend. And so I got it all sorted out. two tickets. And the day of the gig, and I didn't tell her, I said, we're going out for a meal. The day of the gig, Amara, my youngest, was back from university. And so Sally goes, look, Amara's back, I'm staying in. I said, oh God, what am I doing? The hassle I've gone to. And so I said, Amara, we've got a problem here, because she's not going to go because you're home. And so Amara said, I'm not feeling well, I'm not going out. And Sally goes, I'll stay at home. I said, oh man, what do you do? So long story short, I managed to get a third ticket for John Legend. And they said, we'll put another chair around the table. So the trick was to get to Ronnie Scott's without her discovering John Legend's playing at Ronnie Scott's. And so we're walking to the venue and there's a blackboard with John Legend for One Night Only sold out. So I got to walk in a way to cover the board. So she goes in. It's all working very well. We're sitting around the table. So Amara's here, so I sit and stuff. And the idea was, you know, John Legend comes out and Sally goes, wow, right, that's the idea. And by the way, Chrissy Teigen's over there, so I'm going to hide John Legend's wife so she doesn't see Chrissy Teigen, because that'll give it away, right? And then 10 minutes before John Legend comes on, it's worked to a tree, so Amara and I are looking pretty smug. We've surprised her mum, my wife. And the manager comes out and says, oh, Sadiq, I hear you're a big fan of John Legend. I said, and then Sally, she's obviously very, very happy. She had a great night. But 10 minutes more, it had been the perfect date.
Well, I can't imagine Sadia was too disappointed when she did find out who was playing. Admittedly, it's been a fair few decades since our city's mayor was in the dating game, and a fair bit has changed. But what's his advice then for single Londoners looking to find love in an age of apps, ghosting, and tick box preferences?
So I've got friends who are dating, different ages who are dating and stuff, and I say be patient. You know, people get a big glass half full. And I worry, combination of Hollywood, even British films, this presumption that there's got to be the thunderbolt. Sometimes you're lucky, you get the thunderbolt in the first time you see somebody. But often you can fall in love with a platonic friend. You can fall in love with a work colleague. You can start dating somebody who you didn't think about dating. And so just be patient and be kind to yourself.
That was a special cut-down episode of London Love Stories with Katie Strick. To hear the full thing, search for London Love Stories with Katie Strick on your podcast provider or click the link in our show notes. The Standard will be back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.